Where are you going to record a concert?
In Lebanon.
Lebanon? But is that safe?
Well, it's fairly peaceful now. One is warned if shelling is to take place. It's a kind of gentlemanly war.
But where exactly are you going to record the concert?
In Camp Shamrock in South Lebanon with the 80th Unifil Battalion for Christmas.
Where exactly in the camp?
In the dining hall.
Does it have a stage?
Well, no. But the lads will build one. They're very keen.
But do they have a sound system?
Well, no. But it can be hired in a local village. They're really keen.
What about lights? Do they have lights?
No. No lights, but they've been known to buy bulbs and paint them. They're very keen.
But who's going to actually perform?
Well, the lads.
The soldiers?
Yes, they perform. They perform for themselves all the time. They're really keen.
It's not going to be easy.
Yes, I do know that. Day one. We arrive in South Lebanon, having flown the day before to Beirut from London. It's a three-hour journey to the camp by army transport with the MIO, an interpreter, an armed escort. As with all things army, everything begins with the meeting.
Ned is the 2IC. He'll facilitate all you require in that company. It's a company from the
Galway, Donegal, Athlone and Cork.
And they're willing to take part in the concert.
As always.
And the next 2IC is Tommy Carr.
How are you doing, Tressa? I'm A Company 2IC. We're just up the road here in Adyton.
Yeah.
So I think we were scheduling a programme for you tomorrow morning.
Wonderful.
From 9 until 2 o'clock. But if you'd like any adjustments on that, that's not...
That's fine. Anybody who's willing to audition or come along, by all means, bring them along. More the merrier.
And your troops are from?
Mostly Dublin, but border units as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Of another company? Yes.
Well, I'm here. Jerry O'Malley's my name. I'm here in lieu of the B Company company commander.
Yeah.
Out in Hedata. You're due out to us, I think, tomorrow afternoon, isn't it?
2 o'clock.
Likewise, we'll have a schedule made up as well, and we're looking at some of our acts tonight. So hopefully we'll have something entertaining for you. The majority of our troops come from the Curragh and the south, but we have some from the west as well, and a few from the east.
Have you sussed out any talent yet?
That's tonight's function now, tonight.
Tonight
we'll be doing all that.
I've been tasked with sort of coordinating things here in Shamrock. So the plan is for Thursday night, 7:30. And we're going for about an hour and a half. So basically the companies are going to give me about 15-20 minutes each, plus what we'll do here in headquarters company, and plus we have the band from Ganbat, the Ghanaian band. They're a sort of a reggae type dance band. They call them a dance band. I haven't actually heard them myself now, but I believe they're quite good. They're a 15 piece band, you know, so they're quite good. And plus that we're getting the Fijians to send up a choir as well to sing a few Christmas carols and that.
Sounds wonderful.
So, and between that and, of course, we'll have the pipe band here as well and the usual bits and pieces. So, I was hoping for whenever you want to have a rehearsal, Tuesday was the date we were planning. I think somebody else...
You see, they are very keen. The meeting goes on.
Yeah. Well, the plan, the kind of broad plan for us is that we have a sort of a formal concert here from 7:30, say, to 9-ish, which, you know, you want to record or whatever, and then, like, we'd sort of carry on then in informal basis in the canteen over beyond, you know? Maybe that mightn't be fit for national radio.
I'm Pat Kidney, I'm the signal officer here, and I'm responsible for setting up the sound side, hiring the equipment, and I need to talk to yourself, I think, anyway, in the first instance as to what exactly we need, but we hired the stuff in Tara.
But no, for instance, have we got a stage?
Yeah, there's a stage being built for us, yeah.
No, lights as well. Do we have any kind of lights?
We have, yeah, we have some kind of flashing lights, or, you know, coloured lights and things. Yes, we do have lights.
You see, we want to show that you out here can do a concert as good as you too, or one of those.
Yeah. I'd had a dream that we may have been able to record the concert outside, but not with this kind of weather. The sun is not always shining in Lebanon, as some may think.
Anybody any questions?
Yes, exactly. How many will be at the concert?
A bit of a problem.
The lengthy meeting draws to a close.
So we just have a look at the programme then that we're planning tomorrow. That we breakfast here at
half seven.
Yeah. And we have a briefing at 8 o'clock.
Day two. As with everything in the army, it's a very early start. So we set off with armed escort, flak jackets, helmets to post 616 to have a listen to the talent. It's very cold, but dry and sunny, so auditions are held outside in the post, surrounded by the hills of Lebanon, countryside like Connemara, stony, empty, and no people at all, except an odd shepherd who looked, minded, and lived just as in the days of Christ.
Hi, hi!
But there's work to be done.
Could we have number one, please? Thank you very much. You'd like to show me what you can do. So, could I have your name first, please?
Jim McNamara.
McNamara, yeah. And you come from?
Limerick.
Fine. And you have been performing for how long?
A while now.
How long is a while?
I do karaoke at home and things like that, you mm-hmm. know.
Have you performed in front of an audience before?
Well, if you call it pub an audience. Pub audience.
Okay. Well, just let me hear a little of what you can do.
All right. The old hometown, it looks the same as I step down from the train. There to meet me was my mama and my papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary. Hair of gold and lips like cherry. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home.
Thank you very much. That's excellent. We will let you know. Now, can we have number two, please? Now, can you tell me your name, please?
Mossy Courtney, ma'am.
Mossy. How are you today, Mossy?
Fine, ma'am.
And do you like playing your guitar?
I do, yeah. Entertains the lads and that, so it's good fun, you know.
Yeah. When did you start playing?
About the age of 13.
How much does music mean to you?
I love music, like, you know. It means a lot out here, like, you know, because you haven't got much else but music and the crack.
You know. Why did you start playing at 13?
My father bought me a guitar there, so.
Was he interested in music?
No, not a note.
No? Not a note. He fancied you as a performer?
He just heard, thought I was a good singer, so.
Good for him.
So, just.
And you enjoy it?
I do, like him, you know.
Right. Well, let me hear what you can do.
This is a song from Neil Young. It's called Harvest.
Did I see you down in a young girl's town? Your mother in so much pain. I was almost there at the top of the stairs with a screaming in the rain. Did she wake you up to tell you Dad was only a change of plan? Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man.
I just want to ask you about your singing. Have you been singing for a long time?
I don't know, I just on and off in pubs moment.
Didn't sing in the school, in the choirs at school?
No. Just old sessions and pubs and out here, that's
but
it.
But yet
no.
Your dad recognised that you had a nice voice.
So he says anyhow, but I'd say there'd be lots that say different, you know.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you.
Anybody
else? Thank you. What's your name?
Mick Wolfe.
Mick, which you prefer to do, to sing or to play?
Both.
Have you been doing it a long time?
I have, mostly in the pub, sitting in the corner, but not usually microphones. It's not my main scene. But
does it bother you
to be
recorded?
No, not too bad. Just a little, I suppose, with the crowd here behind you, you know. It's easier to do it in front of a...
Did you perform when you were at school?
I didn't know. I only took it up about 7 or 8 years ago, you know. Just to pass the time, more or less, you know.
And are you fanatic about it now?
I love it in the pub, yeah. I love sitting down. You know the ballads and that, sitting down and having a bit of crack.
So what are you going to do?
I'll do a Dublin song, The Strawberry Beds.
And you'll play and sing?
I'll play and sing, yeah.
Good, go ahead then.
All the fishing boats are gone from the breast of Anna Liffey. The ferrymen are stranded on the quay. Sure, the Dublin dock is dying, our way of life is gone. Molly, it was part of you and me. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you kiss away the worry from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
In previous years, I'd got to know some of the lads who sang, like Tom Curley, the Army's Christy Moore. And guess what? He was sick in bed.
Hello.
Hello. I see the bed.
How are you going to? Nice to meet you.
How could you possibly get sick on me, you bold pig?
How are things?
What's the matter with you?
I have cramps in my stomach and sore throat. It's a little thing that's going around, I think. Yeah.
Will you ever make it, do you think?
I might, indeed, yeah.
Listen, it's too bad. And it wasn't, dare I say, something you ate.
No. No, the grub is excellent over here, in all fairness. Yeah. It wasn't something I ate, no. It's just something that's going around. You know?
A bottle of Almaz.
Anyway, Nora examined you, did she?
She did, yeah.
She says you're okay.
She's excellent.
Well, you see, your voice sounds good.
Yeah, well.
Like listening to you.
Yeah.
We'll rest for the rest of the day.
Indeed, yeah. Sure, tomorrow night, with the help of God.
Tom won't need rehearsals anyway.
Oh, my gosh, he won't. No, she's so used to it now. I mean, I think you sang for me before as well, didn't you?
That's right,
was it twice before?
Twice or three times, the 66th, I think, and the 68th.
What are you doing out here all the time? Anyway?
I don't know.
Can't stay away.
Well, I suppose a few pounds. It's
that
more
makes the difference, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I don't know why you don't take it up professionally anyway.
I don't know.
Chrissy Moore be raging.
But Tom, trooper that he is, was better on the night and performed very well with C Company. Day 3. No news on the building of a stage. The concert is on day 4. They're so keen all over the area of the 80th Battalion, so I looked to more performers. Everyone around was talking about Gloria. Gloria? Otherwise known as John Carter. Yes, a soldier doing a drag act. Well, that's different.
My name is John Carter. I'm 22 years of age. My father plays guitar. He played for about 20 years. He plays in a ballad band called Wishbone. He's playing in various pubs in the city centre. And before that, my grandfather done more or less the same, played in a ballad band most of his life. Music in school was very slow. It was real piano lessons, choir singing, stuff like that. There was nothing really to give you a get-up-and-go sort of thing. It was just everybody was doing the same thing, where I wanted to do something different. Something that not everybody does in school. So that morning, the teacher came in, I approached her and I says, Mrs. Murphy, her name was, I remember quite well. Mrs. Murphy, we need a change in the music in the class. So I approached her and I says, right, we need a change. I'm being volunteered by the class to ask you, can we do something to spice up our music class? So she says to me, what would you like to do? And I said, something different, maybe pick out a song that's popular in the charts or something like that, get people who can play instruments and give it a go and see how we get on. So next week off we went. Two fellas play guitars with two very good singers and it started from there. I love music. My music interests, ever since I was a child, I've loved music. I've grew up with music. It's been in my family and it's always something I wanted to do. And to this day, I still love music and I'd like to take it as far as I can. But I'm in the army. I choose the army for something different. The army is a steady job. It's a wage every week. For music, everybody would love to be on stage making a fortune, doing what they do love to do best, which is singing or playing an instrument. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way. The bills have to be paid. The dress-up for the concert is myself. I have to dress up as a woman. I have to wear a black miniskirt, long brown hair, a white top, and the rest of the band will be dressed up in different colour shorts, luminous shorts, corduroy jeans, which is incredibly different for the army, where some people might say, whoa, this is different.
Can you show me now, please?
Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? Say that you'll let me have this dance, and let's dance. Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? Say that you'll let me have this dance, and let's dance. Let's dance. We'll do the twist and stomp, the mashed potato too. Any old dance that you want to do, and let's dance. Let's dance.
My name's John Hamill. I'm serving here with the 80th Battalion in Irish Bat, and this is my fourth time out here, but it's only the third, I suppose you would say, that I'm kind of involved in music. I was born in Dublin a long number of years ago, longer than I'd prefer to say, but my parents were both from Belfast, and my father was in the army before me, so there's a kind of a tradition there. He always enjoyed music. We always had music in the house, and I have older cousins that we used to visit on Sundays, and they had Pick the Pops with Alan Freeman on the radio, BBC Two. Our BBC Light programme, as it used to be in those days, of course. That was back in the early 1960s, thereabouts, so there was Elvis Presley. And I think what really turned me on to music was when the Beatles hit the scene, and I think the first song that I really loved was She Loves You. I do a show here on R2FM, which is the local radio station, 8 to 10 on Thursday nights, and I call it the AO Rock Show, AO standing for the Area of Operations. I've always been keenly interested in playing the guitar, but I started off playing the piano when I was about 7, and I did that for 4 or 5 years. I never really liked it, and I remember on one occasion I said, I want to play pop music. And my parents said, OK, you can play pop music. And they went out and they bought the soundtracks for The Sound of Music and My Fair Lady, which was their idea of pop music, but it certainly wasn't mine. But that was that. So when we moved, when I was about 11, going on 12, and the piano teacher was too far away, so it was a great excuse to give it up. So that was that for a long number of years. Then, as I say, I came out here in 1983 for my second trip. And one of the lads who was coming out with me, one of my lieutenants, was a fellow called Vinnie Burke. And Vinnie had been in a rock band in college. The band was called Routine Orders, which has a kind of a military resonance to it. And they played songs like The Adjutant Cried and so on. So I reckoned Vinnie was a bass guitarist, so therefore he must know how to play guitar. Therefore, because I don't have a great singing voice and you have to be able to do something when you're out in a place like this, I said, Vinny, you will teach me how to play the guitar. So between this and that, he brought out his guitar. It was a Yamaha. It was a classical guitar. And he proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he wasn't able to play it himself. But we spent 6 months, the two of us, attempting to play the guitar. And eventually, I remembered some of my old training, and things like bars came back into effect and time signatures and keys and so on. But it was very much picking it up as I went along. So I think I've been improving a little bit over the years. I've been at it 13 years, give or take now. It's something, as I say, which is very, very deep in me. I believe very strongly that a life without music is a life without joy and a life without hope.
Show me what you can do.
Right. I'm afraid I've nothing original to play. I'll just have to go through the motions with, I don't know, I think maybe a little bit of Bruce Springsteen.
I come from down this valley, where mister, when you're young, they bring you up to do like your daddy done. Me and Mary, we met in high school when she was just 17. We went down from this valley, down to where the fields were green, and we went down to the river and into the dark.
Can we see what the lineups are?
sort of equipment.
So, back to the dining hall. In between all the auditions. Sorry, back to the concert hall. It's still day three and auditions continue, but what about the sound? It's Mingy sound. Those in the know that everything in Lebanon is the real thing. All the famous brand names. But then there is the Mingy version. Or indeed the Mingy Mingy version. Or the Mingy 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 version. When all the labels fall off. Our hired sound is definitely Mingy. But just Mingy one. My heart vaguely sank when I saw the mixer being sprayed with WD-40. But everyone is very keen.
Did you hire this?
Yeah.
How much did it cost?
$200.
For how long?
From now to Friday, Saturday.
And is it very Mingy or is it okay?
It's a good desk itself, I think, but the buttons are dodgy, you know.
That's not a good desk if the buttons are dodgy.
It's condemned. Get the stereo.
Should cover that with a stick of plaster or something.
Yeah, have 4 mics.
Yeah, that's exactly. All we need.
Sometimes you pick the right form.
And shout a lot.
Close your eyes and go.
Who's going to work the desk?
A fella from A Company, O'Brien. He does DJ at home, you know, so he's used to the desk. He'd have more of an idea than any of the other lads, so.
Right. Okay.
Might as well throw him in the deep end.
And he hasn't even seen it yet.
1, 2, 1.
Okay, John.
A spaceman can travel in a ship from afar. But light years and time since his mission.
Well, my name is Sonia Sullivan. I was born in Cork. Well, from an early age, I was involved with dancing groups at home in Cork. I was also a majorette for 13 years, so I think that's where the dancing came from. I studied dancing with the Montforts, studied modern, tap. I really enjoy any kind of dancing, maybe Charleston, anything at all. With the majorette group, I did a lot of, basically a lot of dancing. We took part in world championships, you know, outside Ireland, in the Isle of Man, where they held the world championships every year. I was with the Foreign Remade Rec Group, and we were actually the first group to win a world championship, which was in 1982. So that's something to be proud of. Well, my dad is in the army, Sergeant Major Walter Sullivan, retired. He was in the army for 43 years. So I think it goes back to being a little bit of my daddy's little girl. So I always wanted to do what he did. So luckily, it came up at the right time. I applied, and I'm 6.5 years now in the army. My dad, he was a piper for 35 years in the army. So I think my music comes from there. My mother says it definitely doesn't come from her side. But other than that, it's myself and my dad. We're the two musicians. And my dad's brother is also involved with music groups. When I go out on stage, I really feel alive. And it's just quite different from any other feeling that I have. It's a fabulous experience. I know when I come off stage, I'm on a high. You know, I just have this feeling of hyperness, you know. Because I do love it. I love it very much.
Off to hear why some more want to take part and hear them persuade the producer they were really good. So off to Alutan, another nearby outpost, to meet boxer Michael Carruth's brother, Fergal.
Hello, Tressa. My name is Fergal Carruth. I'm 24. I'm from Dublin. I come from Green Hills in Dublin. And coming from a large family, it helped me to adapt to army life very easily. With a lot of people in confined spaces I was used to it, so it wasn't too hard to adapt to. Also, I had the knowledge from my brother Michael of what the army was going to be like, so coming into the army wasn't too much of a culture shock for me. And coming over here, well, it's harder than being at home. At least at 4:30 you can clock off and go off home and do your own thing. Here you're always with each other, but it's a good bunch of lads, so It's good fun as well. My mum and dad had a huge influence on my life. From my dad, I learned how, well, basically I learned a lot about life, but I also learned how to box. And more so with my dad, I learned a lot how to work hard as well. My dad supported a family of 10 on his own, so he wouldn't be the type to run away from work. He's a very hard worker. From my mum, I suppose I learned the nicer things in life, maybe. She always instilled a lot of discipline, in a nice way, you know, discipline into our children, made sure we were always mannerly and well turned out. So I'd say they're the basic two things that you'd learn from your parents. I've learned from my parents, discipline, courteousness from my father, and maybe the nicer things in life from my mum. Growing up, if there was a choir in school or anything, I was always put forward for it. Never by choice, I'd always just be put forward for it. I'm not really intimidated about getting up on a stage, because growing up, you learn a lot of confidence, as I said, from being in a big family, but you also learn it from boxing as well. You're the only person in the ring, you always get in on your own, so you have to have the confidence to do that yourself. I'd say deep down, everybody enjoys performing. Maybe they don't like what they actually did in the end. Maybe some people would like to be better than what they were or whatever, but I'd say everybody enjoys performing. I do get nervous, everybody gets nervous, and I probably will get a few butterflies in my stomach before getting up, but I'll get over it, no problem.
Well, can you let me hear what you can do?
Okay, yeah. Right. Well, there's four that share the room, and we work hard for the crack. And getting up late on Sundays, I never get to mass.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Well, there's four that share the room, and we work hard for the crack. And getting up late on Sundays, I never get to mass.
It's a long, long way from there to here. It's a long, long way from there to here.
So for his treble, where am I going to... This is his bass.
Keep everything zero.
Zero, yeah.
Yeah. Unless you really feel that it's very dull or something. Put the mic sound to be treble.
And another check at the concert hall. Oh, sorry, the canteen or the men's dining hall. Well, it does seem extremely busy, and great work still going on at the sound desk.
Again, if you... Listen to what he's singing there.
Oh, we still haven't got a stage. Well, there's always tomorrow, the day of the concert. Is it a raised stage? Someone asks. Well, there's lots of talk about what we'll do tomorrow. We haven't as yet heard or seen all of the performers, including the Fijians and the Ghanaians. Now, the hall has been cleared just for the moment, and we may be able to rehearse the pipe band.
My name is Michael Kinsler. I'm from Ballybritis, Portlaoise, County Laois. I started playing music from the time I went to national school. I started off playing the tin whistle, and I play the tin whistle, the mouth organ, the spoons, the accordion, bagpipes, and a bit of keyboards. Well, I prefer the accordion, really. I love music. It's a great way of passing time, and it makes me happy anyway. I like the music, and I like playing at home and playing out here or whatever. And I get a great kick out of it, really, you know. I started playing the pipes in Dublin about 6 years ago, and I passed the piper's course, and then I joined the Turbot Hanging Pipe Band, and I played at home with them the whole time. The piper's course was it's a 6 month course really we done in Dublin. You started off playing the chanter, you started off from the beginning really with the scale and what have you in different notes, and then you go on to the pipes itself after about 2 months on the chanter, and you start off learning your tunes from there. I love playing music on a stage. It doesn't bother me what sort of crowd is there, whether there's 20 or 200, it wouldn't bother me. I usually play in pubs at home, maybe for a session or that. That's it. Other than that, I wouldn't be playing other than I was out with the army, with the pipe band, as I said, or whatever. I love it. It puts me in good humour. If I was in bad humour, I'd go along and I'd take out my accordion and or my mouth organ or whatever, and just it feels to put me in good humour.
So will you play something for me?
I will, certainly, yeah. I'll play a tune on the harmonica for you.
Of hammers. When can we rehearse the pipe band? Well, great loads of planks of wood have arrived, and Eagle Beaver soldiers, and hammers, and nails. God, how do we rehearse with all that hammering? Well, of course, it isn't every day that soldiers are asked to make a stage for a concert. And of course, in between all the work, soldiers have to be fed, and the tables have to be set. And of course, there's that saying about a soldier's stomach.
Thank you.
great, the Fijians have arrived, all 40 of them, and they've come by Sisu, an armoured patrol carrier, because it's now dark. In Lebanon, all soldiers after dark must travel by Sisu. Where to put the visitors? The bunker was suggested, so I set off to hear them. Here I'm just about to get into the bunker now.
It's not Christmassy, because I will be doing this as well in a programme after Christmas.
It's not Christmas.
Still need to find our MC for the night.
My name is Captain Sean Dunn. I'm the transport officer here in the battalion. I was born in Cork, Tressa, and did all my schooling in Cork, did my leaving cert in Cláiste Croí Naofa in Carrignavar, County Cork, joined the army then in 1984, served principally in the Corps up till about 1993 when I went back to Cork then, and I'm living in Cork City now. I did consider other careers all right. I was actually in university in UCC for about a month before I got the call. But I always had an interest in the army because both my father and my uncles, and I was from a sort of a military background, I suppose you could say. It was in the blood, so to speak. My father and mother were both involved in music and both very good singers in their own right. And we were always singing, and there was always music in the house at home. And I was involved in various musical sort of productions and that type of thing in school and that, and when I was in the Corps we were involved in various musicals and that, and any time we go overseas there's always some sort of singing or play acting or whatever going on, and it gives me a good feeling, yeah, and especially when you get a bit of a reaction from an audience, it's good fun, and when you get a lot of people involved singing as well, it can be good fun, good crack, especially in a situation like we are out here now, you know, it's good, I suppose it's a good morale booster, so to speak. Well, I mean, it makes everybody feel sort of happy, you know, when you have a crowd of fellas all there singing and shouting and enjoying themselves, you know, they're happy, and I suppose it takes their minds off more mundane things. Over the past couple of weeks now, I've been going around to the various companies, and they've been having various talent contests and shows, etc., in the various companies, and I was fortunate enough to be asked to be on the judging panels in each case, and it's good fun going around to the companies, getting out to the various locations and seeing the talent that's out there and seeing the lads singing. Sometimes you'll find that different companies sort of seem to specialise in different things, you know. And it's great to get around and just to see them all singing and enjoying themselves. And it has its rewards being a judge as well on these judging panels. There's a lot of bribes involved, you know.
Like what?
Oh, well, we won't go into that. But, no, there's no monetary bribes, but there's always a... Well, let's say you never have to put your hand in your pocket when you're out there.
I see.
I think there is a lot of talent in the army, but a lot of it, I think, is hidden or latent, you know. Fellas are sometimes a bit shy about it and shy to show their talents and that. So, but you find, especially when you go overseas, that there is a lot of talent out there, and often fellas who can be very quiet at home suddenly turn out to be great performers overseas, or when they're away from home, maybe that's not such a good thing, but that's often the case anyway.
Isn't that amazing?
It's strange, all right, I suppose, yeah. But that's the way it goes. I always suppose overseas service has a strange effect on people, you know.
So, is there much talent for this concert?
There is a good bit of talent out there, all right, yeah. There's a lot of talent out there, all right, yeah. A lot of very fine singers and musicians out there in the various company locations. And we're fortunate enough to be getting some of our Ghanaian colleagues and Fijian colleagues involved as well. And the Fijians are very fine singers, very fine singers in choir-type situations. And the Ghanaians have quite a good sort of a dance band with them as well. So hopefully they'll be good on the night.
And now just to introduce a bit of international flavour into our concert here tonight, our neighbours here in Ganba, all the way from Ghana, West Africa, please welcome Winsome Pop.
And it's just before the concert. The mess has to be cleared, all the tables taken away, the water coolers removed, fridges to be unplugged, fellows arrive with contributions for the stage, some sheets to be used as background, some Christmas paper used as decorations, chairs brought in from everywhere for the troops, and every decent armchair in the entire camp commandeered for the visiting VIPs in the front row. In the centre, the OC, and each side of him, the OCs of the Fijians and the Ghanaians. And so, it's time to begin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Christmas concert from Camp Shamrock, Timnin, South Lebanon.